Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it is the 9th of January, 2012. Excuse me. And this is our first Q&A call for the new year. I want to welcome everybody. So, let's see here. I think erased me. One moment here. I'm almost back. Nope. There we go. That's what I was looking for. So, today, we have one question on the call, and I want to encourage everybody on the Q&A call, be sure to leave your questions. So, sexual addiction. My husband has a sexual addiction, yet he has hesitated to put a filter on his computer or seek the wisdom of a professional specializing in sexual addiction. He says he's doing fine without that filter, and he's been procrastinating on calling specialists. The discovery has been over 5 months now. We're going to a marriage counselor, but I feel that our marriage will just lapse back in the old ways if he does not move forward with these things. I'm tired of being patient with him. Any suggestions? Typically, there's about 100% probability of relapse with an addiction, if indeed he does have an addiction. I want to say I'm sure that he has good intentions, so I'm not saying by any means that he's not trying hard. And, you know, if it's not an addiction, potentially there will not be a problem. I know that it does take time and effort. Usually if somebody's not doing something, then it does probably show their belief that maybe it's not that big of an issue. I don't know if he's actually bought into the reality that he's a sex addict and or the reality of what he can and can't do. One of the things you might try asking him is, what would convince you that you need to get help regarding your sexual addiction? And let him answer that question. I would be wary. I suspect at some point, whatever he says will come to pass. If you're somebody who where faith is important, I would be really praying for your mate that, you know, at some point they see the truth about all of this thing. And But I would first get him to commit to what he would have to see in order to be convinced that he really needs to do something. And I would write that down so you don't forget it, because most likely at some point you will end up seeing it, and that'll be the thing that ultimately kind of forces him to get help. The other thing I would suggest if you're in marriage counseling is to bring this up with your marriage therapist. And see what they say. If they don't specialize in addictions, potentially it's not going to be that big of a deal to whoever that person is, and hopefully it will be. And maybe they can also talk with them. But the reality is, you cannot be your mate's motivation for this. The other thing I would suggest is doing something like Hope for Healing. And if you'll do the Hope for Healing course, that may be something that convinces him enough about the addiction that would help him to get the help he needs. Just another way of kind of working through that. So I hope that is helpful for you. And so that's our only question for the day. And I hope everybody has a good week, and I look forward to answering your questions from next week. The healing.